for your presentation. I believe this is Dr. Rocky Fro. So, did you have a PowerPoint?
I don't. I can hand out notes later if you wish.
It's up to you, but I'm going to go ahead and start your time. And again, you have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm asking for a ban against non-essential.
We can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Now we can.
I'll just move a little closer. I'm asking for a ban on cosmetic or non-essential pesticides. And by non-essential, I mean not needed. By pesticides, I mean any substance regulated by PMRA. No pesticides for helping us gussy up a park or a yard. A ban would not apply to health threats. Any health threat would not apply. Commercial agriculture would not apply. Forestry would not apply. And if the city is following true IPM, they aren't using regulated pesticides for cosmetic purposes, I trust. There are examples of how this has worked well in other jurisdictions. Municipal best practices relating to pesticide reduction programs found that communities adopting bylaws in conjunction with educational programs achieved greater education and greater reductions in pesticide use by 50 to 90%, where educating 10 to 24%. When governments protected human health by restricting smoking, industry claimed a lack of proof, claimed junk science was driving the agenda, and you can expect the same regarding the health concerns around pesticides. You'll hear criticism of science, you'll hear criticism saying we need more study. From the 1,021 cases of pesticide poisoning in Alberta yearly to the long-term risk of cancer, there are many serious concerns linked to pesticides. More study is always needed, but we can start acting smarter today based on what's already been discovered. Systematic reviews of growing amounts of epidemiologic literature in human beings find strong associations between pesticide use and health concerns, including cancer. There are many cancer links. Some are stronger than others. Of particular concern is the association between pesticides and the childhood cancer of leukemia, and between pesticides and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Knowledge is growing about which people are the most vulnerable to these effects. We're learning more about the conditions that are most strongly associated with pesticide use. Some people metabolize pesticides very slowly, adding to their particular susceptibility and toxicity, and some pesticides work in the body in combination, resulting in toxicities greater than either pesticide might cause alone. PMRA reviews epidemiology studies. They say this is only for one pesticide at a time, not in the real, on the ground, in the human being case scenarios. It is concerning toxic contaminants formed as part of manufacturing adds to the pesticide threat. Dioxin is one contaminant, highly toxic and linked to a range of cancers, and has no, you know, there is no smallest amount that's been proven safe. It's greatly concerning that a wide range of currently used pesticides may contain impurities. Surfactants and other inert materials contained in proprietary formulations may add to the toxicity, and there's still a lot to be learned, but currently more than enough evidence regarding the health risks of pesticides is extant to call for a ban on all non-essential use. I don't think it even really comes down to science, but common sense. Those don't use something that's not needed. Because of the weight of the current evidence, however, the governments of Quebec, Ontario, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, medical officers of health, the Ontario College of Family Physicians, the list goes on, all are calling for bans on the use of cosmetic or non-needed pesticides. Some of these same bodies recognize the recent reforms of the sometimes maligned PMRA, but still feel that PMRA falls short when it comes to protecting public health. In the few large cities that are still not protected by bans, there's growing momentum calling for bans. The Canadian Medical Association recently joining in 2007, urging all levels of government to show leadership, refraining from cosmetic use or non-essential use, non-needed use of pesticides. It took decades to educate the public on the health risks of smoking. We're just beginning to heighten the awareness of the risks of pesticide exposure, and more needs to be done. We can educate the public and reduce pesticide exposures by bringing Edmonton a cosmetic ban. There's been interesting research published in the decline of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Sorry, your time is up.